Hello.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Yusuf.
And Genoa.
And this is
In-Flight Entertainment.
What's up, y'all? As the viewer request month keeps rolling along, we have another movie per request of...
It was Andy.
Andy.
And she requested The Marriage Story.
Marriage Story.
And this also sort of kicks off, well, I guess, have we done the Joker yet? Or real?
No, not yet. Well, next... Well, the next one.
Okay. But this begins the, between the Joker and this movie are some of the movies that are being nominated for Golden Globes and maybe Oscars and stuff. So
yeah, we're in a race now. Yep. We're in the thick of it.
So we are actually recording this a couple days after the Golden Globes and The Marriage Story or a Marriage Story mm-hmm. was nominated for a few, but it only won one. For the lovely Laura Dern, who plays a lawyer in the movie.
Yeah, she was amazing.
So for those not familiar with A Marriage Story, it is a look into an incisive and compassionate look at a marriage breaking up and a family staying together.
Yes. Stars Scarlett Johansson.
Yep.
Adam Driver. Laura Dern, who we mentioned.
Yes.
That's pretty much it then.
I mean, Wallace Shawn is in it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, pretty much. So...
Those are the only people that are really important.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all about, you know, these two characters. It's definitely... Was it based off a play?
It's Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely Kramer versus Kramer.
It's just been updated for 2019, 2020.
Oh, totally.
So instead of the lady just abandoning her family mm-hmm. And the man never being involved in his son until she goes away to find herself.
Right. Yeah.
The father's always been involved in his son's life. So that's a change for the modern time. And the woman is able to leave the relationship and continue to find herself and do something for herself, but continue to have that relationship with her son. What hasn't changed is really the idea that women... should or can have it all. And that's sort of unrealistic. And that, yes, you can have a marriage and a career and a child and a perfect home, but it's going to be a struggle. It's not going to be easy. So,
it's all effort.
And there will be some sacrifices there. So, they do get into that in the film.
Yeah, it's all about the give and take.
Right. So this is one of those movies where it streamed in a theater it went to the theater for about, I think, a week, maybe two.
Yeah.
After it was reviewed, so there was award season eligible, right. It went to Netflix.
Yeah.
It is now available on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a Netflix movie.
Yes.
So what Netflix do, they release their film in theaters for a limited release so they can be eligible for, you know, Oscars and awards.
And Golden Globes. Exactly. Everything. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's how they're able to get some really great talent doing these movies.
Is it official Netflix is going to buy The Egyptian? It was like rumors circling around.
I thought that already happened.
Oh, it already happened? Nice. that should be interesting. So at least they have a mainstay for all their Netflix movies.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think in order to be eligible for an Oscar, you have to be reviewed in the LA Times and the New York Times
right. And
be in theaters for a certain amount of time.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's the whole blitz, right? So yeah. I think, what was it, last year or year before they did that with Roma?
It was last year.
Yeah. Which is deserving.
There was a documentary that came out maybe 10 years ago called Senna, about the F1 driver. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the best documentaries I've ever seen, but it wasn't Oscar eligible because it wasn't reviewed in the LA Times. So sad.
Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who made these rules? And why should we abide by them?
The powerful people in Hollywood and New York.
Stupid. Anyway.
Yeah.
But okay. So back to this. All right. So the movie opens up with, you know, you hearing Scarlett Johansson kind of talking about the qualities of Adam Driver as a father, as a husband. His name is Charlie.
Yes. Yeah.
We go to like kind of quick cuts of, him taking
all the lovely things that she sees in him and why she fell in love with him and continued to love him through their relationship.
Exactly.
And then we cut to Adam's character, Charlie, saying that about Scarlett's character, Nicole, and all the things that he thinks are amazing about her.
Right.
And then we do a quick third cut to them in a mediator's office with mediator saying, I always like to begin these processes with you saying what you used to like about each other.
Right.
Before we start getting into the negative.
Right. So this Garger, was it Charlie or Nicole that chose not to read? He's like, I don't want to read it.
Nicole said she didn't want to read it. Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to read it.
So Kramer versus Kramer actually starts out in similar fashion. Yeah. So it is just go watch Kramer versus Kramer, everyone.
I mean,
watch this movie. Just go watch Kramer versus Kramer.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like, that's like by default, right? Because you have Dustin Hoffman and Meryl Streep. It's kind of like.
Right. Yeah.
Kramer versus Kramer. I mean, there's like no.
And Meryl Streep won an Oscar for it.
Yeah. Like there's no either ors with this. and I get what you said.
I know it came out in the 70s, but just go watch it.
It was the 70s.
I think it came out the year after Jaws, so I think it came out in 78. Like yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It came a year out. Came out a year after Star Wars because they were concerned that after the smash hit of Star Wars, that it would be a complete failure, Kramer versus Kramer, and it became a huge success.
Yeah.
Because it was talking to people.
Yeah.
It hit them in their feelings.
Exactly. Yeah, that was the treasure trove of those movies that was reflecting the time, right?
Right.
You had Kramer versus Kramer, you had your Dog Day Afternoons, and
Dog Day Afternoon. That's a fantastic movie.
Yeah. So like those are like those movies you put in a time capsule, like, what was going on in the 70s? Like those are movies you will watch. Like, mm-hmm. So that's what was happening in the 70s. So
then the movie spirals out of control with divorce proceedings.
Yeah, so Charlie and Nicole, they're trying to be civil about it. They're like,
they start
kind of want to work it out. We don't want to bring outside parties into this.
Right. But and Nicole's in the process of moving from New York to LA because she's going to get her career back on film. For the course of their marriage and their relationship, she's been the star of his plays at their theater.
Right.
And now she wants to do something for herself. She doesn't want to be just a character in his fantasies.
Didn't he get like a grant or something?
After she's planning to move.
Okay.
Because they use the grant that he wins to as part of the divorce settlement.
Right.
Like, well, we want your grant. It's like, I've given it to the theater. Exactly. You can't have it. That's how I've paid everyone. That money is gone.
That's just tough.
Right. So when Nicole's on set in Los Angeles, her wardrobe person or her PA or the producer or someone suggests that she meet with her lawyer, who is played by the lovely Laura Dern. And she plays Nicole's lawyer throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. And she's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's like, no nonsense. We're going to go in there and ask for X, Y, and Z because then you'll get what you actually want. And there's like we're not going to be nice because this is not a nice thing that we're going through. And you've given up your life to support his dreams of having a theater. And now it's about you.
Yeah. And actually one scene, like I said, just on, like I said, it was a play. It was pretty much a play. So, but kind of like that scene when they were, in the office, they were kind of talking about themselves. And then, like, they were getting really intense. And then all of a sudden, the assistant bring the menu for lunch.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, so procedural. Kind of like, okay, let's just break that. What you want? You want a salad? Yeah. I mean, it really, like, showed that, like, the end, like, not being sincere about, like, Dolores trying to, like, really, like, fight. They're like, okay, it just goes to this every day.
Yeah, it's a job. And for this hour, this is my client that I'm going to say these things. And this is what the paperwork says I should say for this client so that we can get X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I mean,
we're gonna cut and eat. Look at the menu for Manny.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta eat. I mean, yeah. So I found that scene pretty well written. I give credit. If it's a scene that's written decently, I would give it its props.
Yeah. So the writer and director is
Noah
Baumbach. Mm-hmm. And Noah is most well known for probably The Squid and the Whale.
Yep.
The Life Aquatic with Steve.
Sisu. So he wrote that.
A Fantastic Mr. Fox, mm-hmm. Margot at the Wedding. So some nice things that he has tapped into.
Yeah. You have a decent filmography, a lot of stuff he's written and directed. Yeah. And so we pretty much the story goes through these different phases and different stages of this deteriorating,
relationship. And what happens during divorce proceedings. I do have to say, when I was watching this and they were starting to the first time that Charlie meets with the cutthroat lawyers, and then he goes to the nice lawyer, and then he goes back to the cutthroat lawyer.
Yeah.
Right after that scene, I sent a text to one of my friends that's been going through a nasty divorce. I was like, you should not watch The Marriage Story. Right. You'll just hate lawyers even more. Just avoid the movie. He's like, yeah, that was already on my list. Thanks.
Like, don't stare at it. Just look at it. Just think of it as the arc of the cover. Then keep your eyes shut. Yeah. Look at it. Your face
just avoid.
Yeah, just avoid it. Yeah. And then, of course, like the scene, I think it was like a 5-minute long scene when they kind of get into it and in Nicole's apartment.
No, in Charlie's apartment. Right, yeah.
Because
Nicole's living with her mom.
Yeah. He ends up hitting the wall.
Punching a hole.
Yeah. So I don't know how long that scene was. It was pretty long.
It felt forever.
Yes. But hey, they were getting into it.
I mean, this movie was very real. Yeah.
No one can say it's not real.
It's not your escapism movie. It is, if you want to see what happens in a nasty divorce, here you go.
But do you think it's the system that, it's almost like it's a commentary, is like the system of divorce, makes it nasty. Like the two individuals themselves, they were like,
But he was being very selfish. He was like, when you're finished with your project, you're just going to come back to New York.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
In his mind, New York was the only place that anyone could ever live. Like, why would you live anywhere else? So they were being nasty in the divorce because he was being
point of view
selfish.
No, totally. Totally.
And for her career and for the happiness for the child, ultimately, Los Angeles was a better fit for them.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
It's not 100% the system. It's the people involved.
It's not 100%. Definitely. But it's.
I mean, I know some people that have had very cordial divorces.
Yeah.
Totally. I mean, still end.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a good thing to go through. At the end of the day, no one's like, oh, I want to get divorced.
Yeah.
It was real. Actually, remember Revolutionary Road?
No.
It was Sam Mendes and it was Kate Winslet and DiCaprio.
I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, I mean,
that again, that's one of those movies that falls into too much realism, and I was like, ah.
Yeah. I mean, you think, like, they're... Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson's like arguments were nasty. Like they were getting it in. You watch it like, oh damn, I wouldn't deserve it. They were just like going in on each other. Good movie, Sam Mendes, love him.
Very cutthroat towards each other.
Yeah, they were nasty. It was like nasty. Yeah, it was like, okay, they don't need to be with y'all. They do. Yeah, and that's, I guess, the thing about this particular story is. Yeah.
I mean, they're
supposed to be with each other because they're just not compatible.
Right. Yeah. They want different things in their lives, and and they're working through realizing that and hearing each other. So.
Right. Yeah. I'm kind of glad they didn't go the whole, like, you know, oh, I got to go to like the train station to like stop her kind of thing. Like, oh, we could turn this around.
Right.
Like if they went that route, I definitely would have been like, oh, no. I mean, it was like, okay, no, like this is, they're growing different ways. Like there's no way to deter them to come back to each other. Like that's it. Like they're growing. Let them go.
Well, so whatever. They get divorced. She gets 55% custody of the kid. He gets 45%. At the end, they have a decent, healthy relationship for two divorcees that share a child. But what I found interesting at the very end, so in while they're going through their conversations with lawyers and everything, and she was like, well, you know, I always wanted to direct something, but because it was his theater,
right,
it was never an option because it was his decision at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And he was never going to give me an opportunity or control. So right. The one of the very last scenes, she's coming home and they're like, congratulations. She, you know, so excited. She just got nominated for a Golden Globe. He was like, well, yeah, she is a great actress. And they're like, no, for director. And he's like, oh. And he realizes that maybe he had been holding her back, and, exactly. And Los Angeles was a good thing for her.
Right. And he ended up like transitioning.
He ended up moving to Los Angeles to become a professor at USC, I think.
Yeah. So it kind of worked out.
Right.
Between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, so what's the sliding scale for you?
Okay, so smooth flying, turbulence, or
crash and burn.
I mean, smooth flying, because I mean, I didn't like the movie, but it's an easy movie to watch.
Well, give it turbulence then if you didn't like the movie.
I mean, but it's the type of movie that if you're interrupted or if you miss something, you're not going to miss any part of the story or the dynamics of any of the characters. So it's an easy movie to watch on the airplane.
Yeah, it's a play.
So, yeah, okay. Smooth flying.
Smooth flying? Wow, I thought you were going to give it turbulence.
It's just not for me.
Okay. Oh, God. It's just like, I need the Venn diagram of you. And like, just like, I know, like, okay, I know what she's going to give it. Wow. All these surprises in 2020, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just going to keep throwing you for loops.
I know. It's like, crash and burn. Too flat. Yeah, for what it was and the story it was telling, yeah, it gets a smooth flat for me.
It did its job.
Yeah, totally. I was engaged. I mean, the dialogue was good. You know, Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson, they play off each other really well. When they get down and dirty, they get down and dirty. You know, and it's believable.
Right.
Yeah. I dug it. Laura Dern, she's a national treasure. Like her scene when she was talking, she talked about God or something like that. Oh, I think that's what got her that Golden Globe. That monologue when she's talking about God. That was amazing. love me some lore. Yeah, so there you have it. Marriage Story. Clearly we recommend it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, this involve marriage, this involve.
Yeah, because I'm not pro-marriage.
Exactly. I mean, The dead inside person gave this a smooth flying. Yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, it didn't make me sad or anything. No. Maybe it hits closer to home for people that have been divorced or children of divorced parents, but...
No, I mean,
it's a movie. I would still recommend Kramer versus Kramer over this.
Totally. Remember Irreconcilable Differences? It was a young Drew Barrymore, and I forgot who were the two parents. It was in like early 80s.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one.
A realistic movie? No.
But you had a little Drew Barrymore. Wow. Like, stop fighting, everyone.
I have a little Drew Barrymore in E.T. and in Firestarter.
Yes.
I'd much rather go to Firestarter than anything else.
True. Yeah. I agree. Cool. Well, thanks, guys, for listening to our review of Marriage Story. And again, thank you all for, you know, subscribing, for rating, for commenting,
for recommending movies for us to review.
Yeah, it's fun. We got kind of going back and digging up these movies that y'all suggested. Yes. It's been a blast for me rewatching a lot of these movies and, you know, finding new things about it.
Yeah.
I digs. All right, guys. So until next time, we wish y'all safe travels and
peace.